Welcome to the Rewrite Your Story with Tasha Jo podcast, where we fearlessly dive into the vast realm of thoughts, ideas, and conversations that know no bounds. Buckle up and prepare for a wild ride as we venture into uncharted territories and explore the unexplored. On this journey, we leave no stone unturned and no topic untouched. From the profound to the absurd, from the mundane to the extraordinary, we delve into the depths of human curiosity and embrace the sheer unpredictability of life. This is the podcast where anything and everything takes center stage. Each episode is a thrilling adventure into the unknown as we bring you fascinating discussions, captivating stories, and mind-bending perspectives as we embark on a quest for knowledge, enlightenment, and endless entertainment. Expect the unexpected, for here there are no boundaries and no limitations. Open your mind, expand your horizons, and get ready to be captivated by the infinite possibilities that await. So whether you're a seeker of knowledge, a lover of stories, or simply someone who craves the thrill of the unknown, this podcast is tailor-made just for you. Tune in, fasten your seatbelt, and prepare for a roller coaster ride through the vast expanse of human curiosity. Get ready to be amazed, enlightened, and entertained, because on this podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome back. On today's episode, I have empathic Alex here with me.
Hello.
And today's topic is going to be on past life stuff. And boy, oh boy, we got some good stuff for you. So, Alex, do you want to go ahead and start us off by explaining what past life means?
Yeah. So past life, it's funny because we think of past lives and time is linear. Mm-hmm. Time is actually not linear, but we think of it as linear. So we can have past lives that are happening right now. It's the weirdest thing to think about.
Several past lives.
Exactly. I've explored the Akashic records. Mm-hmm. And through all of my training, the first thing that I was taught is to go into this Akashic library. And it is a visualization, a guided meditation that anybody can do. And you go into the library, you find your book, and you read your book.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I've done that a couple times. And I've put a halt on learning about my past mm-hmm. lives. Because I found out that it actually is not helping me.
Oh, really? Not yeah. helping you?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because I am at a point as a healer where I am trying to go forward instead of fixing my mistakes in my past, in my past lives. But a lot of people have a lot of karmic debts that they still have to pay. And that is the point of the Akashic Records, is to learn about the debts. And so you can move forward and not have these burdens anymore.
Yeah. And for those of you who still don't necessarily know what a past life is, for instance, when we die, our physical body dies, but our mm-hmm. soul gets reincarnated into the next life.
Right.
But for some people, that's not the case, right? Okay.
There is, from my understanding of my like mediumship readings, what spirits told me, there's options. You don't always have to go into that reincarnation loop. You can just become energy if that's what you want, or you can
become a dog or a fish if you want, a tree.
Right. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, that's where religion comes into play as well, mm-hmm. where all those limiting beliefs are, where souls get stuck in the void mm-hmm. and all of that fun stuff. But we can pass away now, and our next life, we can incarnate in the 1400s.
Yeah. Wow.
It's the craziest thing to think about.
Yeah, definitely for me too. Recently, when I just had my past life reading, which we will get to in a little bit, but that is some trippy shit. Oh mm-hmm. my goodness. What about you as far as your past life readings? What do you want to share?
I offer Akashic readings.
Okay.
And we dive into what past lives are affecting you now.
Mm.
You can have millions of past lives. We're not going to be able to cover all of them.
Yeah.
But the most important ones are going to be what's affecting you now. What lessons are you in the loop of learning? What karmic debts are you having to pay? We go into all of that so that you can move forward in your life.
And how do you receive that information? Through your cards, through channeling, all of the above?
So I channel everybody's Akashic guide. We all have five spirit guides, sometimes more.
Yeah.
But everybody at least has five.
Okay.
And we all have an Akashic guide and they are like the record keeper.
So can you do that on the spot?
Like, yeah.
Like mm-hmm. without your cards?
Yeah.
Like right now. Mm-hmm. Can we do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so walk us through it. How do we do it? Do it just sit here? And...
So we just sit here, and I'm just going to call your Akashic guide forward. And so what I envision your Akashic guide doing is like opening this book and just flipping the pages. And they're like licking their finger and flipping the pages to find, okay, what one is the most important to go through right now? The one that's actually coming forward right now for you is like a medieval type of era.
Interesting.
Like I'm seeing like all like the cobblestones.
Okay.
And I think you are a soldier.
Interesting. I'm a badass.
So. You are.
Okay.
So because it is a very masculine type of feel.
And I have way more masculine energy than feminine for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And what your guide is saying is learning how to be soft.
Yeah, that one's a tough one for me.
Makes total
sense. I am soft. I have a heart of gold, but I think more I can do it on my own. I can, tapping into, which I've gotten a lot better, but yes, that makes total sense for me.
Yeah. And they're showing me like,
it's okay. Hey,
You're so rebellious.
Oh, for sure.
And it's like in that life, that's where that stems from is because you were like, no, I'm not going to follow order. I'm not going to follow lead. And that's how you died is you were executed.
Interesting.
You weren't following
the rules.
Protocol. Yeah.
Yeah. I've
following
never been
lead.
A rule follower.
Yeah.
I got in so much trouble growing up. Anytime I was told not to do something. Yeah. That didn't work for me. Yeah. In and out of the system. Mm-hmm. I was a felon. And I am just going to say that on air. Yes, I was a felon. Not for anything crazy, shoplifting and doing some of that. I stole someone's debit card back when I was 17.
Gosh.
I know. And that is not who I am today. But I can laugh about it and talk about it because that isn't who I am today.
Right.
But I went to juvie, me and my best friend. We were both put in orange jumpsuits, handcuffed to a chain. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense with this past life, actually, because it's like you were incarcerated for this until you were executed, hung.
Wow. So what does that necessarily mean? Like digging into this, because obviously they're coming forward or you're going into this book seeking guidance to help us. So what would the main message be that's coming through for me?
What they're saying is you're right. Your guy is like, you're right. You're right.
To continue to keep doing things my way.
Don't follow rules.
Yeah. I know I'm meant to be that person. Which I'm so glad they came through and said that because I was just going to start talking about that. Even though I was executed in my past life, I know I'm meant to step outside the box and go against authority and not in that type of way, but yes, show people that's how I run my business. If my intentions are pure and it's coming from the right place from my heart, I'm going for it.
Right.
And that doesn't always agree with a lot of people. Be like, oh, are you certified? Oh, fuck that. Like, if I feel qualified, I'm qualified, you know? So I definitely run my business that way and live my life that way, too. I don't. Same with religion, you know, following a set of rules. And so good. I'm right. I like that.
You're right. Yeah. It's just I feel like your other past lives that you've had after that one were you trying to conform.
Mm.
And so that's probably why there was a lot of resistance or early death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, who? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, you got something else?
So
let's hear it.
Okay. I know we're going to talk about that other life that you had. But what your Akashic guide is saying is the reason why your life was cut so short in that one life is because you were going to follow lead, follow order, which you're not supposed to do. And even at such the young age that you were in that other life, I think what?
Oh, you're talking about my past life before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was already like written that you were going to follow lead and you were going to follow.
Wow.
And so, unfortunately, you know, that life was cut short and in a tragic, horrible way.
Yeah.
But it was for a purpose. Yeah. So that this life, you can.
I could do things right.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I know. Whoa. This stuff still blows my mind, even though every single time I believe it, I know it, I'm still just like mind blown. Oh my God. And, you know, want to share it with everybody. So what Alex is talking about as far as my previous past life before I reincarnated into this one, I had just recently went and I was supposed to have a Reiki session done. And it turned into a past life session. As all of you know, as much as I've talked about my fear of the camera, I went to see this medicine woman, a good friend of Alex's and mine, and it went in a completely different direction. I was talking to her about this, getting over my fear on the camera, and she had said, it's because of my past life from 1971. So my past life, literally, because Alex said we can have several past lives back in the 1500s, whenever, but this one happened to be my past life before the life I'm in now. And I was 6 years old and I was kidnapped, tortured, raped, and just all the above. And I was recorded. And that made so much sense to me. And it was a cold case. They never solved my case. They never caught him. And me being a 5-1 manifesting generator, what do? I call up Alex. I'm investigating. And I was just mind blown because I researched on Google 1971, 6-year-old girl, cold case. I didn't even type what state, nothing. One case came up. And instantly when I saw it, you too, and anybody else I sent.
The picture of the little girl
looked just like me.
Identical.
Yeah. And the case just got solved a couple of years ago when I started my spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. So it's just all these really weird synchronicities and the way I felt when I'm looking at it. And oh gosh, it was just, what am I missing on that? But yeah, the fact that she was recorded. And then I'm trying to remember, what were the main parts of it? Oh, so they just accused somebody a couple years ago, but he was already deceased. And so to me, I'm like, bullshit. They just wanted to get rewarded for solving a case after 50 years. And so I'm all emailing all the people like, hey, trying to like, hey, this is my chance to call people out.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in the way the government does things, authority, all of it. And I'm like, I want to prove them wrong. Oh, because Kayla had told me that his last name was Thompson. That was the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And she said, do you ever feel like somebody's watching you? And yeah, there are times where I'd turn my head fast, but thinking that was just normal paranoia. And she said, when she did my Reiki session, he was hovering over me and she caught him. And then
she sent him to some demons.
Yeah, the darker entities. And she said, you're not going to feel that presence, but that's why you've struggled with the being recorded.
Yeah.
Because of that past life. So sometimes in our lives, we have things that are troubling us or we can't understand because nobody in our family has gone through it or it's not hereditary, but it is from a past life. Yeah. And aren't there examples of like people having reoccurring nightmares of being in war and stuff? And that's because in a past life, they were in war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also so funny to me that there's this TikTok trend going around women asking their husbands or boyfriends or whatever.
Oh,
how often do you think of the Roman era?
Yeah.
They're like every day. What are you talking about? What the masculine is not understanding is that is a past life coming through and they are obsessed with it. When you're obsessed with something for no reason, it is because it is a past life. So they are obsessed with this Roman era. And look at the times. We are in the same times that the Roman era was fallen, which they really didn't fall.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's all of these soldiers that died in all of those battles are now back. And they are.
Yeah.
They're remembering or they're having these obsessions and thinking about this Roman period for however long.
It's just wild. I know I've let loose on it because I was researching like crazy and whatnot. Right. But then, so when I went to San Diego, I was telling Sid about it and she's all, you know, trying to call Crime Stoppers. And we just were like on it. And then we're emailing the police department that solved the case, I'm like, wait a minute, what are we doing? We're calling them out. They're not going to reply to us.
Right.
So now we're emailing like news centers. And I did get an email back from somebody saying they get like a ton of emails a day. But yes, I am that person. I am a problem solver. I love it. Drives me nuts when I can't figure something out, or if I have a feeling about something, I want to prove it. So I still haven't let go of this. Like, I need to get back on it, because I remember I'd called Alex. And I was like, this is our chance. We could end up on the news or in an article. Like, this is where we can really put out what we do here at Mystic and how much it changes people's lives and how gifted we all are. And so, yeah, I'm going to get back to that for sure, because I've gotten really in tune with feeling it in my body when something doesn't feel right or something is just off, and something just feels off about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And the timeline with when they accused him. You guys, there was one case. You looked it up too, mm-hmm. right? One fucking case in 1971. Boom. I dare you. Literally go to Google right now, type in 1971 six-year-old cold case, and her name is Lubica Topic. She's the only one that will pop up. And reading the articles, it just, oh, and we believe he was, even though they accused him after he had passed. I'm like, no, and there are other things too. Oh, he had recorded her and then the evidence got burned.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, this is going to sound like they're going to be like, whoa, Tasha's crazy. I burned down my house when I was four.
Because you're a felon.
Yeah. No, literally, I burned down my house when I was four. I stood on top of my dollhouse and took a barbecue lighter and lit the hanging plant and burned down the house. And my mom says I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm over here, what four-year-old doesn't know what fire is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Kayla was explaining it in a way that, how do you explain it? Time is linear to me at that time.
It was all happening at the same time.
Yeah.
The burning of the evidence and you burning the house down. It was all the same thing. You reliving that past life as a four-year-old. And especially children,
yeah,
they
so
remember.
Yeah. And they see everything mm-hmm. and feel everything. Ugh, yeah. This is just one of my past lives. And yeah. I remember the very first time I did a past life reading, Alex had told me, I had owned an apothecary. Look at what I have here. Mm-hmm. Like, past life stuff is just so freaking fascinating. So you've done several past life readings.
Yeah.
Have there ever been any that just are like any you want to talk about? Or?
Yeah. Okay. So I had one and it was a male. And come to find out, he killed me in a past life.
Whoa.
And it was during the Salem, all of that, the witch hunters. And
wow.
Yeah, he killed me. He actually burned me. And I do have, when I get really stressed out, I get this like weird like flare up on the side of my face and it looks like a burn.
Mm.
And we don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
But it just shows up.
Wow.
Yeah. And when.
How was that? Did you tell him that?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that awkward?
It was very awkward because he is still a religious person and wanting to become like a pastor and a priester. And that's exactly what he was doing in that time. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
We have things to work on. And since then, I haven't heard from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So what else? Today's episode is a shorter one because we actually have a moon circle we have to attend here shortly, but we wanted to come back here and record and get you guys some good juicy info. Mm-hmm. So Akashic Records, past life, anything else related to that topic?
Yeah, I'll talk about another one of my past lives that is pretty historic.
Okay.
Ancient Greece. I was a woman. Her name was Hypatia, and she's a huge historical figure. And she would go and teach astrology.
Really?
To Christians.
Okay.
And she eventually was murdered, stoned to death. And I've seen these images. And then I had a past life reading from one of my mentors. And she described it to a T. I looked it all up. And
wow.
It was definitely Hypatia. And then I did a guided meditation as well. And it was when I was in my abusive relationship with my ex, and my guide gifted me this image of this bloodied sword. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I have no idea. And so I went down a rabbit hole. And during that reading that I had with my mentor, she was like, he cut your head off with a sword.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, wow, that makes total sense. And she's like, you need to get out. He's going to kill you. I was like, yeah, I know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm like over here, whoa.
Yeah.
Dang. And not all past lives are like that.
They're not all like that, but yeah, they're there to teach us a lesson and to teach us who people are.
You know?
And when you have a fascination with somebody and you just have that instant connection, it's because there's past life stuff there. It's just, oh, I know you. I don't know how I know you, but I know you. Because you guys have past life history together, and most of the time it's not good.
Yeah. And past lives too. I mean, you could have been a male in a past life. You could, like,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think what other, because we're not doing like a live Q&A or anything, but what other things would people want to know about past lives? Because to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, the whole point of past lives is you're reincarnated and you're meant to finish learning those lessons until all those lessons are complete. So that's how they keep getting carried forward, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when we're done, we can choose if we want to actually help the collective, or we can just become energy and ascend.
Okay. Yeah. And everybody's journey is so different too. I remember my sister and I had done a session with Alex probably maybe 2 years ago. And I remember my sister looking at Alex and being like, I just don't understand. Tasha's had so many hard things happen to her in her life. And I remember you looked at her and said, that's Tasha's journey. She's meant to go through these things. And where my sister, it's just easy peasy.
Her soul. It's fine.
She's not meant to learn those things.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah. And I know my purpose too with what I've created, what I'm meant to do. I truly believe like the people who go through the darkest times and the hardest things, they're meant to, because I can honestly say I came out so much stronger from those things, and I would go through it all over again, as hard as it was.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I would continue to. And that's how I've really learned to look at obstacles as opportunities. And there's always a blessing that comes from them.
Yeah, I completely agree. I would not be who I am today.
Yeah.
I would not be able to help the people that I help and the ways that I help them.
Yeah.
Saving lives, literally.
Yeah.
Giving people purpose. I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't go through the bullshit that I went through in my life.
And it really does change, too, when you stop playing the victim and really realize that things are happening for you and not to you. You have a way of just finding the darkest moment, finding the light in the darkest moments.
Right.
And yes, it still sucks. It's not fun. It's still hard to get through. But knowing that there's light, it helps, makes it easier.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anything negative or hard that comes my way, it's not as bad as it used to be because I have a different perspective of it.
Exactly.
I get excited with fear. I get excited with the blocks coming up. Like I keep telling myself, I'm fucking terrified, but I'm like, yeah,
we got this.
This is growth, baby. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to grow, even though I'm so fucking terrified, but we're excited. It's just getting excited. And it does change the narrative too.
Yeah.
The more you tell yourself that, because I have noticed a shift in me where I would feel the fear when I'd say that in the beginning. And now when I'm saying it, I'm like, oh, it's going away. I don't feel it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, we could go on and on. Please let us know what topics that you want us to talk about. Alex is offering a special on, I'll go ahead and let you tell people what you're offering.
Actually, it's all for the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be offering 40% off.
All services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Alex is incredible. If you listen to episode 2, she went over all her different services that she offers, and then she has some more that she does too, but check out her website, Instagram, or just DM us, email us, anything if you have any questions. I highly recommend it. That's how my whole journey started 5 years ago. Maybe it was 6 years ago, is I went to a tarot reader, a psychic, we don't use that word, but a psychic out in Belfair, just for shits and giggles with my girlfriends. And I left there being like, what the fuck? I was so mind blown. And then I got addicted and I just started looking up readings. And what do you have to lose? People say, oh, it's too expensive for, but that's why Alex is doing 40% off too for people who have never done this, because I'm telling you, it is well worth it. And it's not even that expensive. There are people who are charge a lot. Like, how much with the 40% off, if you can do it at the top of your head, would a past life reading be with the 40% off?
Like 38 something, I think.
Yeah.
Like nothing. 30 bucks.
And that ranges
bucks.
To like that to 100 depending on the service, but it will change your life. And again, she offers so many different things. So whatever speaks to you. And she also does do some package deals too, if you're wanting to get more than one service, she's more than willing to work with you and whatnot. So definitely check that out. And any last words? I know this episode's a little short, but we have a moon circled. Oh, yeah. And
we
got to
get going
to host.
Yeah. Follow me on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Empathic Alex.
We will tag it down below too.
Yeah. Follow me on TikTok. I'm on my journey to 10,000 followers.
Heck yeah, girl. Yeah. She's trying to get me on TikTok. Yeah. I only do Instagram, but I know I need to get on that. Yeah. So, yeah. And we've got so much fun stuff in store for you guys. We've got, we're on it. This is our year, 2024, year of the dragon, prosperity, abundance. We are just here to inspire and uplift and ignite the spark within you guys. And honestly, that's truly my favorite part is the transformation in people and the healing that takes place. I will never ever go back to a 9-to-5 or,
no.
Oh my God, no. I love what I do. I love everybody here and the community. And we are just so grateful for you all. Definitely subscribe and we will see you all soon.
Adios.